Good morning. It's February 5th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Be Still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46:10, New King James. There's a difference between being silent and being still. We've mentioned the inestimable value of holding your tongue before. That's where silence is golden comes from. The entire 18th century phrase used by Thomas Carlyle, speech is silver, silence is golden, probably has its origin in ancient Egypt. Gold being more precious and valuable than silver, refraining from responding to another verbally is almost always better than blurting something out. As Abraham Lincoln said, it's better to remain silent and thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. But stillness is a receptive posture. One can be silent and not listening, but be still carries with it the connotation of silence in the service of awareness. We used to have a 15-pound cat named Sterling. He wasn't supposed to be 15 pounds, but his parents tend to be a little careless with the treats. His favorite game involved stalking a 10-foot-long felt ribbon attached to a 3-foot plastic stick. I wielded the stick, and for the most part, the cat of little brain is unaware and focuses only on the felt mouse tied to the end of that ribbon. I would lay it down on the hardwood floor, for example, and Sterling would stealthily creep around the end of the table to approach the unsuspecting mouse in order to catch it unawares. Initially, he put his head down, haunches in the air, and wiggled his rear, twitching his tail. He looked left, looked right, and then resumed the crouch. But now, all was concentration, and he was absolutely dead still. He was absolutely motionless while he waited and listened and watched for any movement whatsoever from his prey. When he was absolutely sure it was unsuspecting, he pounced. When you gaze at the stars at midnight, or you stand on a porch and watch the breeze move the aspens across the valley, or you sit on the beach watching the sunrise, hearing only the waves and the gulls, this is a time to be still. You're not simply quiet. You are also aware. Your senses are heightened, taking in your surroundings more fully because your appreciation of them is unsullied by your own movement and speech. This is what the Lord your God wants you to do with Him. He wants your undivided attention. Think of yourself on holy ground when you pray and when God addresses you. Do you think perhaps God had Moses' undivided attention when he gazed at the burning bush? Why do you think the Lord leads us beside still waters? It is there He can restore your soul, just as He restores the sheep with drink. Hear this, O Job. Stop and consider the wondrous works of God. Job 37:14. Stand still, that I may plead with you before the Lord concerning all the righteous deeds of the Lord. 1 Samuel 12:7. Don't let the enemy keep you bound with fear. The devil is a liar. Stay in faith and trust the process. Be still. God has a plan. Germany Kent. When we are still, all settles into place. We take time to see the beauty, time to see the heart, and we naturally gravitate to others that resonate that inner calm. When we are still. Tom Althaus. Lord, we know you have good reason when you tell us to be still. We have a tendency to think we are most productive when we're constantly in motion, but you know that's not the case. Thank you, Lord, that you grant us the wisdom to realize clarity comes when distraction goes. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.